Ephesians chapter 4. God's people have to be friends with each other. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
So now I am asking you to live the right way. You see, I follow our leader, Jesus. So they put me in jail. And it's like that for you too. God picked you to be his own people. So you have to live his way. Don't think that you are more important than other people. You have to be good to other people. You have to listen to them and try to understand them. Don't get angry with each other, but you have to love each other all the time. Try hard to let God's Spirit keep you together as friends without any trouble between you. All of God's people are like parts of one body, with the one Holy Spirit living in all of us. God picked you to be his own people. So we are all sure of this one thing, that one day God will do everything that he promised for all of his people. We all have only one leader. There is only one true message that we all believe. We all went through that one washing ceremony called baptism to show that we follow Jesus. And there is only one God. He is the Father of all of us. He is the biggest boss over everything. He is inside us all and he is using us all. You see, Jesus Christ has been good to us. He has given us each a spiritual gift. He gives each one of us the spiritual power to do something properly. He himself picks the one to get each gift. Long ago, God got one of his men to write this in his book. He went up to the highest place, and he made lots of prisoners follow him, and he gave gift to people. That man wrote, he went up. But think about it, he couldn't go up unless he first came down. You see, at first Jesus Christ came down to the low parts of the earth, and then he went back up. It was the same man, Jesus, that came down here and then went up high, above all the sky. So now he can be everywhere. And Jesus Christ gives this special gift to his people so that they can help other people in the church. These gifts are the powers he gives to people. He gave some of his people the power to be his special workers and leaders. And he gave other people the power to tell everyone his messages. And he gave some people the power to help other people to believe in Jesus. And he gave some people the power to be pastors, to look after Christians, and to teach them God's way. He gave all these gifts to get God's people ready to work together for him. And we are God's people. We are like the body of Jesus Christ here on earth. God works in us like that, so that this body gets bigger and stronger. God will keep using the people with this gift till we all join onto each other and work together properly. We all believe in God's Son, so we have to work together and we all have to get to know Jesus better. Then we, God's people, will become like Jesus Christ himself. We will become what God wants us to be. So then people will not be able to trick us like they trick little kids. Some people might try to get us to believe things that are not true. They might try to teach different ideas and mix up our minds. But we will not be like little kids anymore. If somebody new comes and tells us something different, we will not change what we believe, but instead we will be strong. We will love people, and at the same time we will tell them the true message, so that we will become more like Jesus Christ. It's like we are his body and he is the head. He holds the whole body together. He's like the strings in the body that join every part together. Each of us is a different part of his body. And if every one of us does our job properly, and if we love each other, the whole body will grow and it will get stronger.
You have to turn around and live the right way. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17.
I'm telling you this message that our leader, Jesus, wants me to tell you. So you have to take notice of it. Don't live any more like the people that don't know God. They can't think straight. They can't understand anything properly. It is like their minds are in darkness. They don't want to know God, and they are a long way away from him. He doesn't give them new life. They do bad things, but they never feel sorry about it. They don't know what is right or what is wrong anymore. They only want to do all kinds of bad things and dirty things. And they really want to keep on doing those wrong things. But you didn't learn to live like that when you learned about Jesus Christ. I'm sure that you heard the good story about Jesus and learned the true things that Jesus taught to people. You see, we all have a bad part inside us that gets us to only think about what we want for ourselves. And it gets us to go wrong and gets us to do bad things. But now you have to turn around and stop doing those things. Don't take any notice of that old bad part inside you. Don't think about those bad things anymore. But let God's Spirit show you how to think in a new way. You have to live a new way now. You have to live for God. God makes you into a new person. So you have to do what is right and what is good and what is true, just like God does. You know, we all belong to Jesus, like each one of us is a part of his body. So stop lying to each other. Only say the things that are true. And if you get angry, don't do anything wrong. Don't stay angry all day, but quickly stop being angry. Don't give the devil a chance to get you to do wrong. Anyone that steals things from other people has to stop doing that. Instead, you have to do honest work to get things for yourself. And you have to give things to other people that need them. And don't swear or say anything that is bad. But only say good things that will help people. Things that they need to hear. In this way, your words will be good for those that hear you. Don't make the Holy Spirit sad. Remember, he is in you, so you can be really sure that you belong to God. And that one day God will save you properly. So don't get upset with people, and don't think about them in a bad way. Don't get angry with anyone. Don't argue or fight with people. Don't yell at anyone or say bad things about them. Don't do anything bad to anyone. Instead, be good to each other, and try to understand the way others feel. If somebody does wrong to you, don't do payback to them, but let it go. Be good to each other, just like God is good to you. He didn't do payback to you. You belong to Jesus Christ now, so God didn't punish you for those bad things you did.